I want to look at the way that one verse in the Old Testament is quoted in the New Testament. And it's Isaiah 64, verse 4. For from of old men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, apart from you, O God, what God has prepared for him who waits for him. And that's quoted in 1 Corinthians 2 in the New Testament, verses 9 and 10. It is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But, and this is the bit that we often forget, God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So, Isaiah 64 says that nobody apart from God can perceive the things that he's prepared for his people. But 1 Corinthians 2:10 says they have been revealed to us. Now, this verse therefore doesn't mean that the kingdom of God in the future is just so wonderful that we can't get a handle on it. I mean, that is to some degree true. What we shall hereafter be is hid from mortal eyes, as the hymn says. But I don't think that is, in fact, the intention here. The point is, in 1 Corinthians 2, that we can accept the spirit, the thinking, the mind of God, which Paul says there is the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ, is how he ends the section. And therefore we can perceive things from his perspective. And so Peter says that we've received great and precious promises, and by these we can become partakers of the divine nature. I used to read that as meaning that, yeah, in the kingdom we shall change from human nature to divine nature. And there's a strong temptation to read the verse that way, because we are aware that our conversion to Christ doesn't take away our mortal human nature immediately. But I think the present tenses there must be given their due weight, because tenses are significant in New Testament Greek. They're more vague in Old Testament Hebrew. The point is, we can share something of God's being, his nature, if you wish, even now, in that if we accept his spirit, his mind, we can see things from his perspective. And so 1 Corinthians 2 labours the point that the spirit of a person understands that person. You and your spirit, you understand yourself in a unique way that nobody else can. And yet, he says, we have received the Spirit of God, and the world has not received that, so they don't understand, but we have received it. And therefore, no one can understand the things of God apart from the person who has got the Spirit of God, the mind of God, and that person compares spiritual things with spiritual. They put spiritual things together and get the picture. In the immediate context in Isaiah, the idea was that the exiles were tired of waiting for the revival at the end of the 70 years, because it didn't quite come. And Isaiah is saying, those who wait, God has prepared wonderful things for those who wait for him. And yet, the whole thing didn't really happen, because the restoration didn't happen as I think was potentially possible. And so those words are reapplied by Paul in 1 Corinthians 2, to the things of Jesus. He says that if the rulers of this world had known these things, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And he seems to see the naked, mocked, bleeding, spittle-covered body of Jesus on the cross as our glory. These are the things, he says, which human eye has not seen or understood. These are the things which God prepared. It was ultimately all reapplied to the Lord Jesus, because he was that vessel prepared from the foundation of the world. And so that was prepared for us. And 1 Corinthians 2:10, God revealed them to us through the Spirit. So clearly our understanding of these things is predicated upon having the Spirit. So it's not that the Spirit zaps someone and forces them to believe, but it is that, all the same, on the other hand, we do not come to understand these things by our own unaided intellectual search for truth, because otherwise there would be no point at all in talking about God revealed them to us through the Spirit. And, as I say, he then goes on about how the spirit of a person is that person that helps you to, by its nature axiomatically, to understand yourself. So then, we have been given this. We have received, he says, not the spirit of the world, which didn't understand Jesus and crucified him, but the spirit which is from God, so that we might know the things that were freely given to us by God. I think it's facile to say that the spirit here equals the book called the Bible. That is not how the spirit is used. It is clearly, in 1 Corinthians 2, spoken of as an internal power, an internal spirit, just like your spirit understands you and is you. And God is giving part of himself, his mind, to you, if you accept his spirit. So then, the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God that crucified Jesus. They're foolishness to him. Remember how earlier in Corinthians he has said that the cross of Christ is foolishness to the unbeliever. And so, therefore, as I say, the things prepared, the things of the Spirit of God, are ultimately the things of Jesus crucified and the kingdom, of course, that has been made possible for us because of that. So then, we have, he concludes in chapter 2, verse 16, we have the mind of Christ. But that is because we are given it. Admittedly, we're not zapped with it. We have to have that willingness to receive it. But I beg you to ask Jesus to give you his mind. I pray for this and have done for years, several times a day, to be given his spirit. And bit by bit, it comes true in you. We have Christ as our hidden man, Peter says, 1 Peter 3, 4. He lives in us in that we have his mind, his spirit, his thinking, and you come to see the wonder of Jesus crucified in a way that a hard-hearted unbeliever will not see it, and will think that the things of the Spirit of God are foolishness. And so with his spirit, we perceive even more the endless wonder of the things that were prepared for us in Christ, in him crucified, and in the kingdom that was opened as a result of that. Things that were hidden to the unbeliever from the foundation of the world become real and wonderful to us.